Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talks with Tony. Got a question about moving in together. I have a question that I'm hoping you might be able to give me some advice on. I met my boyfriend online about 8 years ago. He eventually found a job in my city and moved here around 3 years ago. So our relationship has transformed from online to in person, which has been great. My current situation is that I still live at home. I'm working part-time and taking courses to get myself a good career. This has been a bit of a hard time for me as I'm nearing 30 and feel like I have so much to catch up on. My boyfriend currently rents an apartment with a roommate. He has a very good job and recently bought his own apartment. He is due to move in within the next few weeks. I normally stay over at his at the weekends. The new apartment will be closer to my family home, and he wants me to move in with him. Initially, I was thinking I would and that it might be good for our relationship. But lately, I've been thinking that it might not be a good idea as we are not married or engaged. I want to do things the right way and move in together when we are married. I know this will upset him and he might find it contradicting as I stay over at the weekends, but I don't want to let it get to a point where we are living together and not making a commitment to each other. I have not been able to tell him this yet because I honestly don't know how to approach the subject. How can I explain this to him in a way that he will understand without hurting the relationship? Thank you so much for writing in. Now, one thing in there that you didn't, clarify is if you all are sexually active. So I have to assume that you are, because typically when someone isn't, they make that point very clear that we are not having sex. I'm waiting until marriage, because that's something that is rare in our time. So what you have to understand is that you also did not mention anything about faith. So, you know, in like being a Christian or of any type of faith, and normally that is also mentioned. So really, in this case, if you're having sex and you're not a person of faith, that your religion says that you should be married, you know, before living together, then your argument really will not make sense at all to him. It won't make any sense at all. And in fact, it will look as if you are trying to just force him into marriage or bait him into marriage. And to be honest with you, in this situation, he really wants to live with you just to see how you are on a daily basis. You know, do you leave your monthly out on the floor or unwrapped in the bathroom garbage? Do you pick up after yourself? You know, do you, are you a cooker? Are you a cleaner? Are you a snorer when you get really comfortable? You know, what does your gas smell like? You know, how do you carry yourself? Do you keep your clothes, you know, washed and folded? How do you take care of you and your living environment on a regular basis? Will you become petty? Will you become controlling? Will you become argumentative? He wants to find out these things. And so a lot of men who, even men of faith and of no faith, want to live with a woman before they are married. So if you are not sexually active and you stay over there on the weekends, if you can live together and not be sexually active, which would be a whole lot of unnecessary temptation, then it wouldn't make a difference that you're living together and not married. To be honest with you, I do feel like you shouldn't have to live together if you're building real love. Because, see, if I really love a woman, it doesn't matter what she does as far as picking up and cleaning up and, you know, cooking and snoring and whatever it may be, none of that matters. You know, if I really love her and if she's argumentative or, you know, love to debate and start stuff, then I'm going to know that already. Y'all have been talking 8 years. So that's also, you know, something that's huge. And then he moved to you 3 years ago and y'all are still dating. So it sounds like, to be honest with you, he was juggling many and or a couple or a few. And now you're the top. You're the number one. Everyone else has fell off. And you're the last and the best option. And just to be sure, he wants to live with you. So it's a personal choice, you know, because see me, I'm a Christian. And, you know, so I don't condone sex before marriage. And nor do I feel it's necessary to live together before marriage, because I believe that you are taking fire in your bosom and expecting not to be burned. So I believe that even if you saw each other every day, it could feel like you're living together if you visited every day. If y'all had dinner every day at his place and then you got up and you went home and you're not having sex together and you're building on a firm foundation of real love and you're saving yourself until marriage, even if you're not a virgin. So I believe that is the best recipe for success. And even that at times still does not work. So if even that, doing it the absolute right way, still falls apart, is there's still a huge possibility of doing it the wrong way, still ending up being the wrong way and falling apart. So in your situation, you know, without laws, without rules and regulations, without, you know, this moral compass that is understood both ways, your argument will make no sense and it could very well end your relationship. So speaking to you where you are, not where I want you to be or where I think you should be, but speaking to you where you are, which is a fault that a lot of, you know, Christians have, is they don't want to speak to people where they are and they want to judge and condemn and expect everybody to be where they are. And that's just not the case. So where you are and where you have been and been with this guy 8 years and in person 3 years, I don't think it will hurt you. I think to live together, especially if you're already having sex, because if you're already having sex, you're already doing what married people do. So living together is just one more thing. You staying away is not going to make him want to marry you sooner, because he should already be married to you. It doesn't take a man 8 years to decide if a woman is his wife. It takes a man 5, 6 months, 12 months to know in his heart if that woman is his wife. Y'all been together 8 years, so he already knows if you're his wife or not. Right now, this is just the last deciding factor. So what I would do if I were you, I would move in with him and I would put a timeline on it. I would say, look, you know, I am okay with moving in, but I don't want to be complacent. We've been together 8 years. I believe in marriage. I want to be married. And I don't know if you want me to be your wife, but I don't want to move in and then we're playing house and we're playing like we're a married couple, but we have no real commitment. We're not even engaged. So I would bring up that conversation and see what he says. And says, no, it's not that. That's not the case. You know, it's not going to be that. And then if you believe him, I will put a timeline on it. And I would say, okay, I'm moving in, and what's my timeline? You know, is it 12 months? Is it 18 months? Is it 24 months? What's your timeline for him to have his test drive? And it's just because of the way you're going down. I don't believe in any of this or condone it, but you're going down this road. So you give him a timeline of what's his test drive time, you know, 12 months, 6 months, how long are you going to wait for him to propose? When he proposes, then how long are you going to wait for him to set a date, for y'all to set a date, and for y'all to get married? To be honest with you, it's not looking good. And on average, based on thousands and thousands of emails I receive in situations like this, it doesn't sound like you're in a promising relationship. It doesn't sound like you're in a promising relationship. It doesn't sound like you have a promising man. It doesn't sound like it has longevity and that you're going to work, to be honest with you. But you've come this far. I believe it's worth that last shot to see if it's real, because that will be the deal breaker. He's going to show you that he's either serious and he just wanted to see how y'all would mesh, you know, living together and being together. And that's going to be the deciding factor. Or because you have a job and you're living with your parents. And I need to check that again about, because you're in school. Now, if he feels like he wants you to move in because he wants you to help pay, that could be another reason you would be taking up the part of his roommate. If he feels like once you get in there, he can convince you to get a job. And so because you're working part time, I see that. And you're taking courses, that part time money could pay half of that rent. And so he may rather live with a roommate that he can sleep with and get half of that rent paid than living with a roommate he can't sleep with for half of the rent. So that's the other reason why he may be asking you to move in. Me personally, after all of this time, 3 years he's been there in your city, I think he should already be engaged to you. And the fact that he's not is a huge, huge red flag, because he's gotten some bad advice. And I just talked to a lady yesterday, and she said her man told her that his mom told him, never marry a woman until you've lived with her, because you don't really know a person until y'all live together. And a lot of people have gotten that advice, and it sounds like he's gotten that advice. And that is a part of this, or he wants to have his cake and eat it too. So be careful. Give yourself a timeline. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Listen to your intuition, because unless you're strung out on drugs, it is rarely wrong. So listen to your intuition and do what you know you need to do. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a question, make sure you send it to inbox@tonygaskins.com, inbox@tonygaskins.com, and make sure you visit tonygaskinsacademy.com and grab the Real Love course and go a little bit deeper than our sessions here today. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.